A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise, like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement, they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans, and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, lust, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Spiritus, et veritas celi tuum. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your
Dominus vobiscum,
et cum spiritu tuo,
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem,
Gloria tibi Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. When he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." Verbum Domini. God, in his generosity, has given us a very special gift. It is through Jesus that we have this holy inheritance to have God within us. And in having God within us, we have and we can live the mysteries of the life and love of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself has given us his power through his grace. And all of this is possible through the pouring of the Holy Spirit. God loves us that the Holy Spirit has poured his love into our hearts, thereby making us his own. We belong to God. And this beginning at holy baptism. And this is something that we need to contemplate and meditate on more often, is what God has given us through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, his own life and love, to live in the mysteries of Jesus Christ. That's amazing that God loves me so much that he's given me this grace through the Holy Spirit. And it is through this grace that I have received that I could have a true union with the Lord, that I can know the Father's love through Jesus Christ, who makes visible the invisible Father, God, And with this love and this communion, knowing how much God loves me, that I can take this love and share it. And that I could answer the call of Jesus to go out and to proclaim the gospel to all people, all nations. This is a call not only for the Pope and the bishops, the priests, the religious, but for all people. And God has given us everything through His Holy Spirit so that we could proclaim the gospel. Here today, we hear about the Holy Spirit falling upon the apostles. Now, here were men who had been with Jesus for 3 years. And often, you know, we see them, not doing things right. You know, they don't have proper understanding. When Jesus suffers and dies, they're a little bit lost. They can't comprehend what's really happening. Their emotions, their sadness gets the best out of them. Jesus, who has already assured them beforehand, right here in John chapter 16, this is before Jesus suffers and dies in his passion, but Jesus assures them that he will give them the Holy Spirit and that everything that is his, he declares it to them through the coming of the Holy Spirit. So then here, Jesus, he dies, he rises. No, he ascends. And now the apostles there, at Pentecost with the Blessed Virgin Mary, here comes the Holy Spirit with power, with his fire. And they are there consumed with the love of the Lord. And now it makes sense. Now here they are, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now they go out with the grace of the Lord, taking what he's given them, proclaiming the good news. And there we see great fruit from the disciples, fruit in the ways of them bringing people to the Lord and people being baptized, people being edified and growing in their knowledge of God. Yeah, all of this here. And in the like manner, we are all called to holiness of life. This holiness of life is at whatever state of life we're in. Whether we're a priest, a clergy, bishop, whether we are religious or lay people, everybody's called to this holiness of life. And, this all begins again with this indwelling of the Holy Spirit that we receive at baptism. And, there is a great document from the Second Vatican Council that lists how we are to live in this world in the state of life we're in. It tells us that document called Lumen Gentium. You can look it up in the internet, Google it, or whatever you have to do. And very right there, it tells it like it is. These documents, as John the 23rd pointed out, are to be received as they are written and understood as they are written. There's no interpretation. That's what John the 23rd said. Here it is. Here's these documents. The way they're written is the way they're to be understood and lived. And so here in this document, Lumen Gentium, it speaks about the different states of life and how we are to go forth and proclaim the gospel. But it tells us of what we have within us, that the Spirit of God is within us, and that it is through him that we are able to share in the salvific mission of Jesus Christ. First, it begins with our own prayer life with him, our seeking him out. I mean, he's all there. He's there loving us everywhere. No, it's his love that is maintaining, sustaining our life right now. No, him in love for you has brought you here to hear his word. Or maybe you were changing the channel. Hey, you come upon this. That's God calling you. It's God stopping you to hear his word because he loves you. And then through the Spirit, here we have understanding here. The Spirit who illuminates us, who reveals Jesus to us in his word here. No, and then so here we are, we know that we are truly loved by God, that God is at work within us. You know, like we hear about or we think about, well, I need more of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. But what gets in the way of us having more of the Holy Spirit? Because remember, the Spirit is there. You know, St. Paul says that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. No, but what's keeping us back sometimes? Well, St. Paul says this, you know, very clearly in the book of Galatians today. And basically, he's talking about sin. You know, the things of the flesh. You know, because they distract us. And yeah, you know, this whole life, it will be a battle of flesh and spirit. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. No, that's going to be a lifelong thing, fighting the good fight. But namely, those sins of pride. You know, that is what holds us back the most. When we think we know more than God. When we refuse to repent or to acknowledge our sins. To acknowledge the truth. But we are called to live in the Holy Spirit. Well, so here God calls us out. Go and proclaim the gospel. We do this. You know, you, of course, the lay faithful here, you're called to go out and bring the good news. Bring Jesus Christ to wherever you're at. In places the priest cannot go. In your workplace, in your schools, your social settings. Most importantly, your family life, because that's where it begins right there, in the household. Living a holy family life, having what the church calls a domestic church there. Where we learn the word of God, where the kids pray, where the family prays together. No, that right there. And there is where we are a true light of Jesus Christ to all the world. And all of this through the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And so say we are struggling with something. God is always calling us closer to himself. The Holy Spirit is calling us closer to Jesus. And when we drift, when we go away or go astray, he calls us back. And he calls us to repent. Remember that Jesus says that the sin against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the sin against the Holy Spirit, the blasphemy. No, well, it's the Holy Spirit who's calling us to repentance. But if we say, well, Holy Spirit is wrong, we try to justify our sin. But then we're not listening to him. Then we say, okay, you're wrong. What you're moving towards repentance, that's not true. No. No, but to acknowledge our sin, this is what the Spirit of God does. And so then he calls us to repent. So we repent. And remember that Jesus is truly gentle. You know, he's a loving, merciful God. That if we're having a hard time with, say, speaking the word of God or living it out, you know, yeah, there's some who are gifted with speech and, you know, they can talk or whatever. You know, there's some that, of course, we're all called to live it, wherever we're at. But say we're having a hard time with this. It's difficult. Go to the Holy Spirit. Because it's there, it just starts with our prayer. And remember what Jesus says. He says this in the Gospel of Luke and the other Gospels. He says that the Father, you know, the Father loves us all. He says that if we ask for, you know, that if a good man asks for something, then, you know, if a child asks for something from a man, then he gives it to them. You know, so if the Father, if we ask for the Holy Spirit, the Lord will give us more of the Holy Spirit, will help us in our walk with the Lord. St. Paul later goes on in Romans chapter 8 to say that when we don't know how to pray as we ought, the Holy Spirit is there to intercede for us with sighs too deep for words. So here it is, the gentle Lord, a loving God who will help us, Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit even helps us to pray. See, that? What is that saying? That we can go to them truly the way we are, the broken or wherever we're at, and there they are to receive us with love, and in this love to raise us up. No. No, the Lord Jesus desires that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of his truth. Oh, this is God's love active here. So here on this holy day of Pentecost, it is good that we have and that we are aware of what we've been given from God who loves us, his own Holy Spirit that dwells within us, that we can live the mysteries of Jesus Christ, that as we go about living, you know, as we're truly attuned to the Holy Spirit, penance, prayer helps us to do that, listening to the Word of God. You know, if we're coming back to the church, or say we've gone a little cold in our faith, well, St. Paul tells Timothy in another place, he says, fan the flame. How do you fan the flame? Well, as I said, your prayer, your Word of God, the sacraments, the good spiritual reading the catechism, that's how we fan the flame, right there. And we fan the flame, make it burn hot. Make it burn with more love, knowing God loves us. Loving him in return, you know, getting the fire going so that, hey, the Spirit of God is with us so that whatever we encounter in life, see, this Holy Spirit is moving us toward greater union with God, and so we could listen. And when things happen in our life, remember that they also happened to Jesus. And what did Jesus do? Well, the Holy Spirit moves us to think that way. You know, we have the Word of God, yes, but we have all this imagery in the church. We have the way of the cross right here. You know, you see the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You see all this great art and painting of the life of Jesus Christ, the Holy Rosary. You know, the mysteries of the life of Jesus. He lived it too. And so when we're in trouble, the Holy Spirit moves us to the life of Jesus. And then there we are. There is our consolation. That Jesus has went first. Jesus has shown us the way, giving us the way. And then when we meditate on these different mysteries of the life of Jesus, led by the Holy Spirit, then there's more of a union, a communion with him. And as we commune and unite ourselves with the Lord, what happens? We know how much more we're loved. And then, in knowing how much more we love, then we can share more. And there's the Holy Spirit working. Yeah, that's when we truly are in fire. And all of this is ours. It's right here. And it begins with us. Do you want it? The God of love has given us this, his own Spirit. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Live in the Spirit of God. Call upon him, and God could do more and will do more than you could ever ask or imagine. God bless you all.